This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton face off in two more Democratic primaries tomorrow. They seem to shift gears over the weekend. They're talking more about healing the party for the fall campaign against Republican John McCain. NPR's Peter Overby has more.
The primaries are dwindling down to a precious few, five to be exact. This weekend, both candidates got questions about polls showing that many of their supporters might go to McCain if the other Democrat is nominated. Here's Obama's response Saturday in Roseburg, Oregon.
For all the differences between myself and Senator Clinton, those differences pale in comparison to the differences we have with the Republicans.
And here's Clinton in a Sunday interview on CNN.
Anybody who has ever voted for me or voted for Barack has much more in common in terms of what we want to see happen in our country and in the world with the other than they do with John McCain.
On Tuesday, Kentucky holds its primary, and Oregon's vote-by-mail primary comes to a close.
NPR's Peter Overby reporting. We'll have more on politics, a conversation with Jim Vandehei from Politico.com in just a bit. Senator Ted Kennedy could learn more about his health today. A seizure Saturday sent him rushing to the hospital. He's been there all weekend. Doctors expect test results today at the earliest. Drug violence in Mexico keeps getting worse. Now a Mexican border town police chief is quitting before the cartels kill him too. James Bleers has more from Mexico City.
Chief Guillermo Prieto has resigned. While he was in charge of public security, the drug cartels issued a list of 22 senior officers they're gunning for, including him. So far, they've murdered seven as a response to the government crackdown on them. Mexican authorities confirmed that more than 1,000 people have died in drug-related violence so far this year. Mexican President Felipe Calderon sent task forces of more than 25,000 federal police and troops to hotspots to bolster beleaguered law enforcement.
James Bleers reporting from Mexico City. And no brakes for drivers yet. A new survey shows gas prices up 17 cents from 2 weeks ago. Average self-serve regular prices are now $3.79 a gallon. That's a 61-cent increase from just a year ago. Sound like a lot? Well, get ready for $4 a gallon.
There's a very high possibility that the price could reach $4 per gallon on average sometime in the next few weeks, or at least in the summer demand period.
That's analyst Trilby Lundberg. Her firm did the survey. She says the average has already topped $4 in two metro areas, which is a first. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.